welcome to Middle School Happy Hour. I'm Emily.
And I'm Jamie.
And we have a special guest today.
Hello, my name is Tom.
Tom. Tom, who are you in relation to Radio Free Brooklyn?
I am the co-founder and the executive director.
You're a big deal, in other
and
words.
The handyman and the janitor.
Whatever.
The everything. Jack of all trades.
Yes, yeah. The everyman. We're really excited to have you in studio today as a guest.
And a little nervous.
And we're excited. We're nervous.
Why are you nervous?
I don't know. I'm always nervous. I have an anxiety problem. Yeah. But
I should be nervous. I'm the guest.
Oh, that's true. Yeah. Should we be more intimidating to make you nervous?
Yeah, please.
Yeah. So we have your playlist playing. This is your middle school playlist.
This is Detroit Rock City.
Yeah.
Kiss.
Yeah, baby. So should we finish the song and then you want
to
talk about it?
It's up to you. Your show.
Let's finish the song out. Okay. And then we all will.
We will all
not you
discuss.
Guys. I will also be here talking.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Will you? You sure?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe I'll just leave out of embarrassment. All right, here we go.
Song actually wasn't over, but
did I cut off your favorite part?
No.
It's all good.
I would rather have samples and then the time to talk about them,
right? Yeah, exactly.
Rather than just playing these tracks all the way through. Because as I was making this playlist, I was like, I listened to each one like 10 times.
Yeah.
I was like,
it's amazing.
I was like rocking out on my couch. And then I was like, oh no, I have a better one. You know,
yeah.
It was super fun putting it together.
Really have to pick the right songs.
Yeah.
Make sure.
Yes, you do.
You do.
Did you get that gut punch with the right, like the ones you were picking?
I think it's good. There's a couple of important ones I kind of had to cut out because I was just like, I had like 3 hours.
Well, we'll have you on three more times.
Yeah.
Okay.
Perfect.
Sounds good. I have to live through my middle school memories three times.
Yes. We're all
we're forcing everyone.
Because I just do it daily anyway. So you were asking us while the song was playing about what we knew about Kiss.
Right.
If we knew who they were.
We do indeed know who they are.
We do.
Yeah.
Well, you guys are younger than me. I didn't know, if their legacy carried on
their visual legacy, more than their musical legacy.
Yeah.
What are other famous Kiss songs?
Oh God, that was Detroit Rock City.
Is it?
Shout It Out Loud.
Yeah.
And isn't like the
Deuce.
Yeah.
They all have like
Flaming
a
Youth.
All night long. Is that Kiss?
Oh, yeah. The, all night long.
Yeah, the all night long.
Oh, I want to rock and roll all night.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's a different song. Yeah,
rock and roll.
Yeah, like a lot of, like that song, not maybe, but a lot of their songs I think have like a certain cheese, like, you know, like.
Well, right.
That song is in School of Rock.
I know.
And you know what's crazy is that like back when I was a kid, this was like hard rock. Like that's what they called it, hard rock. And I listen to it now and I'm like. This is sounds like Bay City Rollers to me.
You know? But when you made that point, I actually do think I remember the first time I heard a Kiss song and their visual is so dramatic and the music itself was not dramatic. And I remember, but this song, I think my expectations changed. Like this one was heavier than I expected.
Yeah. Well,
because I actually don't know if I've ever heard this
I did. Song. I chose a heavier one, even though the other ones are fun and poppy. This is better.
So why did you pick the song as the first one on the playlist?
We're talking about middle school, and this was one of the ones that carried me into middle school, right? Mm-hmm. So beginning of middle school. So I was like listening to Kiss through fourth, fifth, sixth grades. Like I was way, way into them. And like me and my friend Freddie, we used to do this thing where it's so dangerous, but like, but we would light aerosol cans on fire and like hold it next to our mouth. So it looked like we were breathing fire while playing Kiss and air guitar.
That's wild.
Yeah.
I love
that's
that.
That's like some Daredevil YouTube video.
We don't condone
before.
This behavior no. for any
don't
wild
try
listeners.
It at home.
No, it really is a wonder my face is still intact.
Yeah. Jesus.
Yeah.
Wow.
I love that.
Cool.
Very
that was,
cool.
That was very cool.
You're cool, Tom.
You're cool.
But that's the thing. I was not cool. But this was my cool fantasy. You
right.
know what
yeah.
I mean?
Of course.
Yeah.
Dang. All right.
Awesome.
To the next song.
I love that.
Shall we?
Wait, what's the, well, I gotta.
It's Aerosmith. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So this is Aerosmith. This was one of the first records I bought. This was not the first record I bought with my own money was Donny Osmond.
Alone
Together.
Yes.
But this
wait,
was
Donny Osmond from Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor
Dreamcoat? Yes,
I don't know
that.
That
is correct.
Reference.
He played Joseph in Chicago for like ages.
He did the Mulan soundtrack.
And he was in the movie Joseph.
Oh, he was?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Like the film version. I think they might have just recorded the stage Chicago version.
Right, right. I didn't even know there was a film version, to be honest with you. And
it's
I teach film.
Good.
It's so pathetic.
I don't know that reference, but he did. I'm pretty sure he did Let's Get Down to Business, I'll Make a Man Out of You on the Mulan soundtrack.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
Okay.
Definitely.
Yeah.
What a.
But anyway, let's not talk about Donny Osmond because that was that was literally when I was like 8.
Oh, wow.
But this, when I was sort of in 6th and 7th grade and I started really buying records, this was one of the first ones I bought because I grew up in Boston. So Aerosmith was huge. Like everybody, like geeks.
Are they from Boston?
They're from Boston. Like,
oh, wow.
Yeah. Them and the Jay Giles band, but I wasn't so much into Jay Giles, but I was into Aerosmith and Rocks was the first. Rocks was the first album I bought, and this is the first track on Rocks. And I remember just completely fucking rocking out to this like every day for like a year.
Yes.
So
that's what awesome. Year was that for you? Was that like 6th?
That was like 78. So that was I mean, I went to it was like 70. I don't know, but it was. It was. I went to middle school starting in 77 and left in 79.
Okay. So,
awesome.
Sweet.
Yeah.
All right. Here we go. Back in the saddle. Aerosmith.
I'm back inside.
And we're back. Tom, I played the whole song for you that time.
I know. Thank you. No problem. Exciting.
I know. You weren't sure if it was going to happen, and then it did.
And then it was over.
And then it was over.
I know.
All that anticipation.
That's how that works.
Yeah.
But I could just play it on repeat at home like I used to do in middle school.
So you had it on vinyl or cassette?
Yeah. I had it on vinyl. Yeah. This was even before cassette was
in. Oh,
yeah. Wait. Yeah. So I was just, as we were talking about this, how did you listen to music in middle school?
Mm-hmm. I had a stereo that my dad gave me in my room.
Cool.
And I would just, you know, no headphones, just I would blare the speakers. And usually when my mom wasn't there, my mom's room was directly across from mine. Oh. So but I was a latchkey kid. So I'd get home from school and I would just rock out. And I remember I used to take the lampshade off the lamp and pretend with the bulb was a microphone.
Yes.
And,
was the light on while you were doing that or off?
Well, usually it was on, but
mic's on.
Right, just because yeah, you know, you right. want the light. It's like the stage light in your face. Yeah.
Just
and,
so hot.
And right, and one, right one day.
Those are incandescent bulbs,
I had this blue sweater that one day I put over the light because I was like, I want to make a blue light. And, I don't have a blue light
Did
microphone.
You set the room
on fire? Yeah, I left it there.
Oh,
and,
no.
And my mom came home. She's like freaking out. She's like, what's burning? And I'm like, in my It burnt this hole like through my sweater.
Oh, no. Kids are so dumb. I love
I know.
That's so funny though. It's just like it's such a specific goal without regard to any consequences, right? Like
totally.
And like low stakes goal with very high stakes consequences. Yeah, I love it. Yeah. I love it so much.
So true.
Yeah. So Aerosmith was a favorite for you.
Aerosmith was. And eventually, I mean, not long after buying Rocks, I had all of their albums, you know, all of the albums that there were up at that time.
Amazing.
And I used to rock out.
Yeah.
So
what's interesting is that Aerosmith was still making hits while I was in middle school. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. I don't want to miss a thing.
Yeah, that was 98. I just looked it up.
Right. Okay, good. So it was a little before.
Yeah.
But my childhood too was also shaded by Aerosmith.
Sure, of course. Yeah. I mean, they're still out there making music and they're like 90. Yeah.
Yeah. They look 90 because of heroin specifically.
Right.
Is there a heroin
thing? Well, they're all sober now though.
My dad loves telling me how Steven Tyler like locked himself in a hotel room and detoxed himself and how dangerous that is. Gosh. Like he could have died, but he just did that. I don't know how my dad knows that. And I don't know if he lied to me, but that sounds about right. But
I think your dad is trying to tell you.
No,
not
he was
to do
very
drugs.
Good at scaring me away from drugs. Yeah. I haven't done heroin.
Wow.
I don't want to die. Do you want to intro the next song? The Styx song?
Sure.
You picked out?
Oh, well, okay. So I picked out a Styx song because Styx, when I was in eight.
Oh, my God. This is my favorite Styx song.
Seventh or eighth grade. I can't remember. It was 1978 in the winter. So that would have had to have been eighth grade. But it was the first concert I ever went to.
Ooh,
The first concert I ever went to, like with friends. You know what I mean? Like on my
right,
own.
Not with your parents.
Right, not with my parents. Right, and I went and saw Styx. It was the Pieces of Eight tour, 1978, and they had this band called Angel that opened for them, which was like this glam band that they wore these like white suits.
I love that.
And it was
bell bottoms.
It was crazy.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. Totally. I mean, they were just these totally 70s like white suits.
Just like a big like slit down the middle. You can see their belly button.
But
I have a whole visual.
But it was also, I think, my first contact high. And
I was gonna ask if there was a ton of weed.
Oh
in there.
My god, it was Boston Garden. You just walk in, and things are just one big weed cloud.
Another That's fun amazing. Dad fact from me, just because there's overlap in the eras. My dad loves telling me his first concert was Steppenwolf, and the only thing he tells me, he doesn't talk about the music or the experience, he talks about the cloud of marijuana smoke.
Your dad went to Steppenwolf
when he was 14, hanging over the crowd. My dad's an interesting guy, James.
Yeah. I mean, and now in Brooklyn, it's like, I mean, like weed is like the official smell of Brooklyn. You know what I mean? It's like, it's everywhere.
Yeah.
But like back then, it was like a really like, whoa, what is that?
Wow.
You know?
Right. Because, and it was beyond taboo. It was like beyond illegal. It was just so.
Yeah. But everybody in the concert was doing it though. And they just couldn't stop people. You know, this is before they even searched people going into concerts. You just walked in.
Oh, wow. Imagine. And,
but anyway, it was a Pieces of Eight tour. This was the song they opened with. This is not from Pieces of Eight. But this is the song that they opened with, so I figured I'd choose this one.
I love it. It's The Grand Illusion. Jamie Sarsage. Making little T-Rex arms. All right, here we go.
I'm going to play the keyboard.
I love that. Here we go.
Was The Grand Illusion by Styx.
Styx. And just an interesting sort of coda to that Styx story is that when I lived in Chicago from 93 to 97, I used to hang out at this bar called Burton Place. And I used to hang out with this guy, John, who was the original drummer for Styx.
Whoa!
And I used to drink with him. And he was like almost completely deaf. At that time. And he actually passed away a few years ago.
Wow.
But yeah.
From drumming and all the monitors.
Well, that's why he was. That's not why he died. Right.
No, that's not the way he's hearing.
He drummed too hard.
He drummed himself to an early grave.
Yeah, but funny. No, but that's, I mean, and that I, that's not uncommon for drummers to be the ones to get like the bad hearing problems.
I've started, uh-oh, I recently picked up drumming, but one of the first, after a few lessons, I was maybe I should earplugs. Wear earplugs. And I wear earplugs.
I when I go to loud shows, I wear earplugs now.
I always keep a pair on me, actually. Yeah. I never know when I'm going to show up.
I try to, because my ear is like infected.
So gross. Like, anyway, John.
Sorry. No one cares.
So we, during the break, we were chatting amongst ourselves about the next one, which is Queen.
Yeah.
You picked We Are the Champions.
Yes. And that is one of the, I had to include it because it came out when I was in junior high. I specifically remember being in junior high and just being obsessed with this record.
Awesome.
So I threw it in there. But I have to say, other than this record, like until many years later, I didn't buy a lot of other Queen stuff. I was just like, this record is all I need.
So was this the order of stuff, this was before Bohemian Rhapsody or after?
This was after. I believe.
Were you okay with Queen until this song, and then you were like, oh my god.
This song came out and it was like, you know, We Are the Champions was such a huge hit, like it was kind of like you had to own this, like everybody had to own this record.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
interesting.
Yeah,
I love that.
Cool. Yeah. And everyone in middle school loved it.
Everybody. It was one of the great unifying forces of middle school for us.
Popular, nerdy.
Was this record. Because later, and we'll talk about this a little later in the show. I mean, later I started liking music that other people just did not like at all. Right. And then I became associated with the music I liked, which I think probably still happens. But it really happened then.
Interesting.
And yeah. And so I was, I became even uncooler than I already was.
I had a similar experience with Sum 41. Anyway, We Are the Champions by Queen.
Time after time, I've done my sentence, but committed no crime. And bad mistakes I've made a few. I've had my share. My bows and my curtain calls. You brought me fame and fortune and everything that goes with it. I thank you all, but it's been no bed of roses, no pleasure cruise. I consider it a challenge.
Yeah.
of the world.
I know. Yeah. That's the thing. It's like you always want to say that. You always wait for that at the end. You're like, why didn't they finish it?
Right. Because you always want to go back for more.
Just right. Exactly.
You just hit repeat.
Always leave them, them wanting more.
You picked up the little needle and you dropped it a few rings earlier.
Yeah. You picked up the needle and you tried to get it right exactly
right
at the beginning.
That little thicker line.
Yeah. Wow. You guys know your vinyl.
I own some vinyl.
We have a pretty big collection.
We
do. She has a pretty big collection.
Thank you.
Okay.
Yeah. It's cool. I like it.
I'm cool.
You're so cool. Now.
Oh, God.
I like that Queen is the unifying force.
Yeah. You know, and so there were like a lot of bands that kids were like I'm really like Led Zeppelin now, but I didn't back then. And the reason that I didn't was because all the kids who like, I mean, I was a total fucking like nerd in junior high.
Yeah.
And I was the kid, I got beat up a lot after school. And in fact, and I'm so bummed that I forgot to bring my junior high school yearbook. I spent like 2 hours looking for it. I finally found it and I forgot it. And I was almost here when I remembered, but but there was like a little part. In the yearbook that says like, we will never forget. And like, blah, blah, blah. And this, blah, blah, this. And one of them was like after school fights.
Yeah, that was a great time.
Jesus. I will say that I didn't, as times I felt unloved by my peers, I didn't face physical violence, which is lucky.
Yeah. I don't know if that's generational or gendered.
Either. Yeah. I don't know. It might be a combo.
Probably because
I think it's a combo.
Yeah, I think.
I think fighting is just not tolerated now, like it used to be. Like there'd be fights and like teachers. I mean, I'd be getting my ass kicked, and I'd see teachers just like sauntering by. Oh,
yeah,
know?
There's like, no way. Now with the lawsuits.
Yeah, that was
totally.
The bullying campaigns.
Yeah. So I didn't like. There was specific music that I just didn't like because I associated with those kinds of kids. And there were two kinds of kids in my town. There were the jocks and there were the rats. And it was always
like
the
West Side Story.
The Outsiders.
And it was like, and I remember when I graduated from junior, because I was mostly in high school.
Wait, were you a rat?
No, I was neither. I was a freak. I was a theater freak. But I remember when I, you know, left junior high, like all the dudes would be like, are you going to be a jock or a rat in high school?
Wait, what was a rat though? Like, jock is self-explanatory.
Right, jock is self-explanatory. A rat was like leather jacket.
It was a greaser.
Yeah, basically. Yeah.
A 1970s greaser. I love this.
And they were generally the ones who beat you up. It wasn't generally the jocks, because the jocks like, They would tease you,
right.
You know what I mean? But like they were much too sort of self-absorbed to really care.
Right. This adds up.
Yes. You know? Yeah. They were too busy making out with girls. And
Right. Exactly. Yeah. And, but you know, in high school, it wasn't like, you know, even then chicks weren't really attracted to guys who would just beat up younger kids.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Thank God.
So
we've always been.
I don't know.
So I was like, I'm not going to be either. I hate them all.
Good for you.
Good for you.
Yeah. Anyway.
Nothing worse than a wannabe.
No.
Yeah. So the next track is coming up is Cheap Trick.
It is.
And I think that, I mean, in a way, this band was kind of sort of an early gateway or like an early warning of my punk rockness to come.
Ooh, I love
you
that.
Know, mm-hmm. it was sort of like, it was kind of power poppy and also not a lot of other kids were into it. I mean, they were into this song. This song was really popular that we're going to play, but like not a lot of other kids were really into Cheap Trick. So I kind of like adopted them as my own, you know, thing. So that's why this track is on here.
Awesome.
Yeah.
All right. I Want You to Want Me by Cheap Trick.
Hit it.
Baby.
back.
And we're back.
This is Middle School Happy Hour on Radio Free Brooklyn.
It is indeed, Jamie. I'm Emily. That was Jamie.
That was me. And we have Tom with us here in the studio.
Yeah.
And
like a little Cheap Trick.
Yeah.
Cheap Trick. Such a good song.
Yeah, it really is.
We were talking about while it was playing how it's catchy. It's good. And then the lyrics themselves, though, are just so middle school.
So middle school.
Wanting someone to want you and then don't love you back and I'm going to go cry now.
And you think about writing a note to them. Did you guys pass notes in middle school?
Yes. I was not. Because I didn't really have very many friends. So there was a lot of note passing going on around me. But no one ever really gave me one.
I was trying to think, too. I feel like notes for me were more elementary school, actually. And then by the time I got to middle school, I was so much more self-conscious about just my day-to-day existence that I didn't. I also,
Well, also, why do kids want to leave a paper trail of this shit?
We're stupid.
You're right.
Kids are stupid.
Yeah.
I would write, I had very long notes that I would write to my friend Katie Champagne, who I have to mention once per show.
She's our number one fan.
I would just write her a whole letter during class and then just give it to her.
Right. I mean, do kids still write notes? Because they can text now,
Yeah,
right?
I think they just text
I think
now.
They just text. I mean, maybe in schools where they don't let you have your phone during school hours, able to.
Right.
Because when we were in school, cell phones were already, they already had to have a ban.
I can't
on
imagine
them.
They do allow them, actually, because I teach undergrads and I don't allow them to have them in class.
Interesting.
Yeah.
I think it's a good rule.
No, I mean, what the fuck? You text, do your social thing. That's not what you're
it's
here
for. It's just
a
good exercise to practice not having your phone.
Oh, but it's like torture to them.
I know. It's sometimes torture to me, too.
It's hard sometimes.
Yeah.
But we were saying, great song when you're thinking about your middle school crushes. Yeah. I was wondering, Tom, did you have a middle school crush?
Yeah.
I had a middle school crush every week.
Same.
Yeah. It was
wear my heart on my sleeve.
It was always a totally different person. But I never and I think actually it was in middle school when I first started dating someone.
Oh, lucky.
I might have been a little bit younger. I might have been in sixth grade. But
you were pretty cool.
I didn't date anybody.
These are my theater friends.
And I had my undivided love.
But my theater friends, it was a cast party and this girl, I remember I had a cast on my arm somebody was oh, Karen likes you. And I went and I sort of put my arm with a cast around her.
Karen!
And then we made out and then it was but then we didn't go to school together. We were from different towns. So I was I don't know what to do now. And then I think it was the next week she called me during the commercial for Little House on the Prairie.
Oh my God.
To break up with me.
Oh, like Karen.
Karen. Yeah. Cold hearted.
Yeah. Wow. We're still friends on Facebook.
Good.
You know,
old wounds.
That's great.
Over time.
But I had lots and lots of crushes.
Yeah. I should clarify. I was going to say, I think I had one overarching crush that shaded my, I've never had a single class with him. I don't know what his voice sounded like. I still don't.
Oh, wow.
But I was obsessed with him.
Oh, okay.
But then I would also have other crushes in the middle where
it's a little weird.
I know, Tom.
It's you're a voyeur or something.
But it wasn't
peeking through someone's window.
I know, but I never, it was bad.
Yeah.
Okay. But I know.
But pure voyeurism.
Yeah, but it wasn't like I stalked him. I just looked forward to seeing him in the hallway.
Sure,
it's that sort of celebrity thing.
Yeah.
But you were too
it was
cool to have a crush on a celebrity. You weren't gonna crush on Nick Jonas.
I also had a crush on the kid from The Outsiders, don't get me wrong. I had many crushes in between.
Sure.
This was just the one that shaded my middle school career in this weird way.
Sure.
Career.
Career. It was a job. We worked hard.
Work.
Crushes. Crushes are great, but do we wanna move to the next?
Yeah. Song? Speaking of crushes.
Speaking of crushes, I have a crush on this next singer.
Yes, you do.
Oh yeah. So we were talking during the break. You guys miss all the good stuff.
Yeah.
Always what happens.
I know.
But my sisters kind of introduced me to Billy Joel through the record The Stranger, and which was, and still to this day, I listen to it sometimes from beginning to end because it's just such a good album. But this song is from 52nd Street, which I think was his next one. And this one is perfect for somebody who is just starting to be a little bit rebellious, you know, and who's just kind of like, I mean, just listen to the lyrics. It's so like, you know, it's so middle school, high school, like, fuck you, this is my life.
Fuck you, mom.
Yeah, it is. It's all directed
at
your
real
parent.
Mom.
Like, I don't even know who Billy Joel directed this song to, but for any kid that age, it was towards your parents.
Oh,
Yeah.
What other authority figure is there? The principal?
Yeah.
Without further ado, my life, Billy Joel, rock and roll.
Billy Joel, who I apparently have a crush on.
Who knew?
This is middle school happy hour.
I'm not the only one that has a crush on somebody I've never met.
Was your crush in junior? I keep wanting to say junior high because that's what they used to.
People say junior high.
That's something we should probably know at this point, the difference between junior high and middle school. Because my mom also went to junior high.
I don't think there's a difference. I think it's the same. Well, my junior high is now called Audison Middle School, whereas Audison Junior High.
I always thought, because hers was grouped differently. It was like first grade through sixth grade, and then seventh, eighth was junior high, and then
that's
ninth,
what mine was.
Or seventh, eighth, ninth, yeah. And then high school was
seventh and eighth was middle school.
Mine was sixth through eighth.
Yeah.
And I was wondering how the groupings changed the name.
I don't know.
There's a way of finding this out, and there it's called Google. But
yeah. But you know what? Who needs it? Yeah. All right.
Hey. We're in the 70s now.
We are.
Totally.
I'm really excited to discuss this next song and learn more about it because I don't know this next song.
You might recognize it.
So, yeah, you probably will recognize it. So the reason I put this on here, I mentioned that I had these two sets of friends. I had my theater friends, and then I had some, like, the friends who beat me up. I had regular school friends, too. But my theater friends, they were all into, like, you know, they were into disco and nobody in my town was. I grew up in a very, very conservative town and they were all like, you know, that whole disco sucks thing. You guys know about that?
Yeah, I do.
Right?
It's really interesting.
They used to like burn records at baseball games.
Yeah, but there's a whole component of race involved with it.
There's race and there's the whole gay thing too.
Yeah.
Right? It was hugely threatening to sexuality.
Not to interrupt, but there's this whole podcast episode. I forget the name of it, but it talks about the
Sound Opinions. I've heard it. Yeah.
Disco burning.
Yeah.
But people were throwing like R&B records, like soul records in there because they were associated. Wow. It was black people. Right. It wasn't disco to them.
And disco really was a subculture in the sense that this was, I mean, it was very gay sort of dominated and this was a place, this was where they could feel safe.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, this was a music where they could feel safe. Anyway, so I used to go to this, there was an all ages disco called Illusions.
Cool.
In Boston. And I used to go there and I had like these black polyester flare pants.
Yes.
And
this
print polyester
shirt. Do you have a photo of yourself in that outfit?
No, I don't.
Oh.
But Jerry, wore like a gold chain and I was like 13.
Oh my God.
But I chose this song because it was they always played it, and there was a dance. There is an actual dance that goes with it, which I could never do.
Wow!
Where you move your feet really fast, and I was like, I can't do that. But you know, I'll sit this one out.
Awesome.
But this was one that was always on, and this was sort of my intro to disco. So,
it is Le Freak by Chic.
Yep.
Here we go.
Freak out. Oh, freak out. Let's see. Say she. Freak out. Oh, freak out. Let's see. Say she. Freak out. Oh, freak out. Let's see. Say she. Freak out. Oh, freak out.
Mary. Oh, what a joy. Just come on down to the fifth floor. Find a spot out on the floor.
Oh, freak out.
Look free, says she.
Freak out.
Oh,
freak out.
Look free, says she.
Just imagine a 13-year-old yeah. me dancing to that.
Yes. Yeah. It's a very long song, so we're going to...
Yeah, and so, you know, maybe I could intro the next one. We can play it under the reeds.
I love that. Sure.
Ooh, okay. Yeah. Ooh, I love
okay,
that.
All right,
all right. So, yeah. so the next one... So this is going to be... So the disco was really kind of my gateway into sort of new wave because Blondie was kind of both, mm-hmm. right? So she yeah. was sort of, or that band was kind yeah. of disco and new wave.
Yeah.
Totally.
And so that kind of got me into this. I kept going further and further down this alternative road. So you can play that.
Yeah.
Go ahead and play that underneath. And then Jamie has some important announcements to bring
I
you.
Sure yeah. do.
It's yeah. Hanging on the Telephone by Blondie.
I'm in the phone booth. One across the hall.
And then
if you don't answer, I'll just bring it off the wall. I know he's there.
You bring it down.
Hello, is it too low? It's just rocks
I just,
so hard.
Yeah. It's such this is a great song. Yeah. While you're jamming out to Blondie.
also listen to
also listen to
Jamie
me
talking.
Tell you. about we're on Radio Free Brooklyn right now. Thanks for listening. We have a mobile app. You can download that at radiofreebrooklyn.org/iPhone or /Android, depending on what you have. Great way to listen. Or sign up for our newsletter. Find out more news. We got some cool news coming up, especially about some upcoming donations, which you can do on our website, radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate.
The donating is what's upcoming tonight when you go to your computer and go to radiofreebrooklyn.org/donate.
Yes. Tom, not in middle school anymore, baby. Yeah. Laying down the law.
Do it.
Yes, and you are listening to Middle School Happy Hour. And our guest Tom here has been bringing some amazing 70s selections.
Well, that's when I was in middle school.
I love that. Yeah. And that's awesome. Part of what I love about doing this show is that we're going to get such a broad range
totally.
Of music, yeah. depending on who we have on. Yeah. Awesome.
So Blondie, I don't know how accelerated I need to make this right now.
Let's see.
I don't know.
But
five.
Oh, okay. All right. So let's just seg into the next one cool. if we can.
Yeah.
But of course.
So Blondie, of course, was part of the whole kind of like New York downtown mm-hmm. scene. And this is sort of when I started to become obsessed with New York. And I started to explore other bands that were part of that scene, like the Heartbreakers and the Talking Heads, and this, which was one of my most treasured records. From the album was called "You Make Me Blank." You can start it.
We're doing Richard Hell.
Yeah,
yeah,
and
yeah,
this is Richard Hell and the Voidoids, and
the Voidoids.
You're listening to Radio Free Brooklyn.
Yeah. Ah.
Blank generation, and I can take it or leave it each time. Well, I Hopkins. Take it or leave it each time. Well, I belong to the generation, but I can take it or leave it each time.
We're back. It's spooky season. So in the interest of time, we're about done with the show. Tom, you wanted to push us along.
And so, you know, finally, it's almost like we've come full circle, because it's not a huge leap from Aerosmith to the Ramones.
Mm-hmm.
True. So this is kind of like what I landed on by the time I graduated from junior high. And this is kind of where I stayed for the rest of my life.
Rock and roll, baby. Yeah.
Here we go.
I love that. So I guess, we're going to end the show, I think, while playing the song.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. All right. Thank you again, Tom.
Thank you, Tom.
It's been a pleasure having you here.
It's been really fun. Super fun.
Yeah. Really. We're on every Thursday at 10 p.m. Middle School Happy Hour.
Listen in.
All right. Oh, and also, this is I Just Want to Have Something to Do by the Ramones. Have a good night, everybody. Yeah.